Hello, I'm Julie Stanford, and this is step 12 in my series of 20 Essential Business Startup Tips. In this step, I'm going to be asking you, how much do you need? How much money does your business have to make? Most businesses don't start to make any profit for at least the first few months. And when you do make a profit, you probably want to keep some of that money in the bank to cover other business expenses and the things you might need to buy later. You need to make sure that you can live while you're starting up. It's very difficult to feel confident about running your business if you're worried about your personal financial situation. So first of all, you're going to have to get a grip of your personal finances and, if necessary, cut down on any personal spending. Then I want you to think about your survival options. Have you got enough money in the bank to live on for the first 6 months to a year of your business? You need money to survive. You need to be paying the mortgage, and if you have any children, you need to be putting shoes on their feet. So how much money are you looking for from your business? Now, to make this easier, we've produced an Excel spreadsheet called the Personal Survival Budget. Now, if you're listening to this startup tip from the player on our Essential Business website, all you have to do is scroll down to the Managing the Money section and download the Personal Survival Budget. If you're listening on SoundCloud, then you need to go to our website, which is www.essential-business.co.uk. Go to the menu on the left and click on News and Free Stuff, and then scroll down to the Managing the Money section. This budget will make it much easier for you to work out exactly what your survival income is. Your survival income actually is the minimum amount you need to be able to draw out of the business as net salary if you're a limited company, or as drawings if you're a sole trader, just to maintain your current standard of living. You'll also need to put aside tax and national insurance. Your survival income is the least your business has to earn for you to carry on just as you are now. Your business will need to earn far more than the absolute minimum before you can afford that yacht. So let's look at this personal survival budget spreadsheet then. We've got notes on how to complete it included in the spreadsheet, but broadly, you're going to be putting in your estimated expenditure. Now, what we want to do is for you to put the monthly amount in, and then the yearly amount will automatically calculate. And as you work your way down, you'll see we've included the average type of expenditure that most households will incur, but there are rows at the bottom for you to put in any other expenses that we haven't covered. As I say, the yearly total will be automatically calculated, and once you've filled in all your expenditure, you'll see that the amount calculates as monthly and yearly. And then the estimated income. At the moment, we're working out what income you and your family have to live on, but don't count any income you expect to make from the business. So you're going to put in your partner's income if you have a partner, any pension or redundancy pay, and any other income that you have. There might be rental income or benefits or whatever you have that you know you've got coming in every month into your household. Now we're going to deduct your income from your expenditure. And what's left is your survival income. And as I said earlier, that's the minimum amount you need to be able to draw out of the business to maintain your current standard of living. Now, often this gives people a bit of a shock, but it's so important that you understand exactly where you are with the finances. If there's one part of business that gives people sleepless nights and headaches, it's finances. So by doing a personal survival budget, by knowing exactly how much you need to earn so that you can comfortably cover your outgoings, you're going to sleep more soundly at night. In the next step, we're going to be talking about how much can you reasonably expect to earn. It might be less than you think. I'm Julie Stanford, and you've been listening to step 12 of my 20 Essential Business Startup Tips. I just want to say one thing before I finish this step. Many people get uncomfortable when we start to talk about the finances in the business. I understand that. I know that the hard, cold light of day look at finances can take you away from the dream of the business. But many people fail in business because they haven't done this important homework first. By looking at your survival budget, by having a clear idea of exactly how much you need to live on, you're far more likely to enjoy the whole experience of starting your business, and you're more likely to be successful. So as much as it might be difficult, it's vital. Thank you for listening. I look forward to meeting you on the next step.